met him or not, but anyway, the hiding place, yeah. The women's ministry, now they do men also.
Oh, I know two or three.
Wife-haired. Lived out with Bob for a number of years.
Yeah, he was my landlord for a while.
Huh.
Until I bought
him. I bet I know him. I bet I know him. I know two or three Bill Daniel.
He was Bill Daniel.
He was born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. He basically spent most of his life in Chicago, but about 93, 94 he moved down here. He knows a lot of people.
Do we hate to put your meeting off? Do you want to wait till 11? Could you wait till 11 to do your executive?
That's fine. I mean, I was just going to, it won't, I think the first thing is to talk about it. That's we can wait till 11.
We can postpone both of them, the 10 and the 10:30, to 11 if he can be back.
Hey, don't do it just for me. Go ahead and do it.
Oh, what?
I thought maybe you just
And it's an open session. What is the stampede in?
That's something that Russ Shinawick is going to bring before the commission.
Remember he brought something before BOE, and we said it was a commission matter. He said, I just want it heard. You know, whatever you're going to do, just want it heard by the commission.
It's a commission decision versus a BOE decision. And I don't know the details, except I called Bob yesterday. I said, what is this about?
Can you briefly tell us why it's a commission, how the commission can rule on this?
I'd have to go get the paperwork, but he's pled it that way. He's referenced a specific statute,
right.
And he's asked for the commission to make a ruling on it. So,
the last day of the year?
Well, actually, he submitted it probably three weeks ago, and we did it for BOE, and it was a mistake to do it for BOE because it was for the commission.
You're an executive.
He just needs it heard.
Yeah, at this point, it's you assume you're fairly well trusted it's legal to do what he's asking us to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's what you want to do.
Okay.
Deny or agree to it. I'll go get the paperwork and review it again right now.
We won't have a quorum unless we can go find David Oliver.
Well, it's not BOE. It's the commission.
I can BOE.
Yeah, it's not BOE.
It came up before BOE, you know, about 2-3 weeks ago.
Gotcha.
And we said it was a commission matter.
All right, well, we're trucking along here in administration. Let's make a decision about that. Is there going to be a vote? Do you expect a vote, Jim, on your executive real estate, 10 o'clock?
If there is a vote, it would be on only to send a letter.
Okay.
And that's all the vote would have to be. The problem, if we wanted, I'm just trying to think. How about we just push the, let's push the 10 till the 11, and then we'll just stampede in at 10:30.
Okay, and I can call in.
Yeah.
You can call in. It doesn't need to be executive.
Yeah, if that's all right.
Yeah.
And you can either hear the 11. It's so bizarre from the state of Missouri, MoDOT. Let me just leave it at that.
Okay.
It's just weird. I'll just stop. It's just...
Get my mind running wild now.
Oh, it's something I've never even heard of before. And I got put on a conference call with some legislators and a certain business in town and MoDOT person and just...
Sounds interesting.
Oh, it's very fascinating.
Mr. Youth.
Yes, sir.
I think Danny and I read last week's minutes. And Jim, you weren't here, really, were you?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to make a motion to approve week's minutes.
Great. I'll second that motion.
Whatever the dates were there.
You
got those dates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to one of you guys yesterday.
18th and the 21st. I'll amend my second to that reference, those two dates.
Housework and laundry, and I had my laptop with the...
Did you get my laundry done?
I'm good.
Aye.
Second or third? Aye.
Aye. That's very funny, Rick. I heard that.
18 and 21st.
He gets my laundry done. That's very funny.
He said he's working on it.
Chuck made the motion. No, Danny made the motion. I seconded.
Yeah. Chuck thirded.
We
all voted for it.
We all voted against it. Joking.
All right. for the sake of time, can we, is there any discussion on budget?
I have a little bit that I didn't realize I had not figured like I should have. You look at the county insured, that's a 600 account, and you know, I told you that I thought we probably needed to up the prices on Delta Dental.
It's a slow news day.
Yeah.
If you look at that, I have not transferred enough to cover the expenses that I've got there, and I think that statutorily you guys need to, we need to correct that for your sake.
Well, let's make the necessary transfer. Correction? How much is it?
Well, it's $7,727.80.
Well, I think we should transfer the necessary amount.
And I'll divide it among the GCR road and bridges.
Now, is that for this year's, to balance this year's, or
no,
for next year?
No, this year's is, you know, we're bringing $3,550, you know, we already took care of that.
Yeah.
But when you do the budget, I think the budget says that you cannot, if you budget expenses, you have to provide the revenues.
Okay. All right.
So,
motion.
What is it we need to correct?
I will make the appropriate transfers. What I've done is $40,000 from GCR. That'll go up to maybe $42,000, $43,000 in GCR, and there in the road and bridge instead of 20, it'll be maybe 21. I'll do it by the appropriate percentages.
Okay, so I'm looking at 680,101. Is that the line you're talking about?
Those items right there will change. 101, 250, 355, 460, and 675, so that will be not a negative balance at the end of the year.
Okay.
And you realize that if I change those numbers there, then they have to change where they come from.
Okay, so did I hear your numbers right? You're only going to be changing like $2,000 to $3,000?
$77,2780 is what I need to do.
On all those numbers, total. Okay, gotcha.
I guess I could put that up on the screen so we can see what you're talking about.
Well, we've got it right here in paper.
I know, but guess what? It's already changed, and now you have to scribble on it.
I know. But we've got something. We're going to
print out a new 200-page document so it's current.
We've got something.
It's really, it's really invalid.
Already invalid.
See how fast things change,
Randy? They change fast.
Many were. I refuse to print out and kill a small sapling tree just because it just changed. To fill our garbage keeps and
Jim refused, but Chuck
printed. And then Danny saw Chuck printing it, so he said, "Get me one."
I gotta have one of those.
That's what he said.
What's the saying? The job's not done until the paperwork's done, something like that.
I don't have paper anymore. They still say that?
Yeah, they may say it, but they really don't mean it.
Rick's on Jim's side. Can you tell?
All right. what else? Any other? I mean, you and I talked about the balances of those funds of the carry forward numbers will change once the books are closed for December, which they always do every year.
Right.
Expenses are fixed. Expenses our budget is really is how we're going to spend the money.
Right. The only expense that I will change, the contingency lines to match those so that but we don't expect to spend contingencies.
Correct.
So that's correct. Where I'll make those balance.
I've got a wonderful statement to make here.
Okay.
I don't have it written out, but we better wait till 9 o'clock to do it. I must prepare my colleagues. I'm sure it's going to be very persuasive because it's really good. I'm encouraging myself, and
I hear you.
And I'm prepping you guys to receive with an open mind.
Okay. That doesn't mean they may change.
I hear you. Yeah. Would you push the button here? I've got the budget out.
Is Frank going to be here?
Does he have to be?
We'll be approved here today.
I don't think so.
Depends how deep my persuasion attempt is.
I now know what your persuasive speech is going to be about.
You got a good clue, I bet.
Is this is what you sent this morning? This is what we're talking about, voting on and all that. So.
Yes.
Okay.
You guys ready? Go on.
Yes. We're close enough. Call our budget part of our agenda order and turn it over to Rick. Let him read his statement or whatever he needs to do.
I really hate to be read to, so I don't think I'll read to anybody, so I'm just going to kind of hit the high points. There is a budget message in there. It's the first spreadsheet there. We'll have this on the website, so anybody that wants to look at it can look at it. We have struggled because we know that the economy is back down. We don't expect to be up next year, so we were down about 4 to 5% last year. We budgeted flat on the revenues, and so we don't have the revenues coming in that we'd like to have come in, especially for any kind of growth. And with our new judicial facility, we have had some growth. Because of that, the general county departments, we have actually budgeted to spend more than what we plan to take in. That could be a problem if we didn't have a reserve, but since we have a reserve, I don't think that it is a problem. We do need to look at tightening the belt, trying to cut back expenses wherever we can. And some of the things that that you guys have talked about and that I wanted to hit on, and I put those in the budget message, were that we see that we need to have a total hiring freeze, and that really means that if someone loses personnel, they would be expected not to replace those personnel until they were convinced you and the administration that it needed to be replaced. If we can do without replacing, we would like to see our workforce reduced to some extent by attrition. Okay? We will have to see that in the coming years if we don't see revenues turn around. In General County, we do have some possibilities for revenue. Of course, the sales tax is the biggest one. We do have others, though, the collection fees, the recorder's fees. One of the big things that we hope to see turn around a little bit is in the jail. We actually expected revenues from boarding other prisoners from other entities, and we haven't seen those revenues as of yet. One of the big reasons was we expected to have federal prisoners, and the federal government saw the same kind of economic turndown that we have and therefore hadn't been putting out federal prisoners to other people, but we think that that may happen hopefully in the next year. We don't know. I feel pretty good about this in that, we are in better shape than most. I can say that I feel bad about it because we're not really presenting what I would consider a balanced budget. Our revenues are less than our expenditures. One of the good things about it, the actual budgeted expenditures that we are voting on, that you guys are going to vote on today, is only about $100,000 more than what we had budgeted for 2009. And that speaks well for our elected officials and everything. There are some things, our expenses in the county are going to fluctuate for different reasons. For instance, in the clerk's office, she will have more expenses this next year because of the elections that we have coming up. So I feel like that speaks well for the county administration elected officials. And is there anything that anyone would like to ask a question about? You can read the budget message on your own if you'd like to.
The same message you printed us weeks ago or some time back.
Yes.
I think everybody's read it anyway, so. Questions? Audience? Commissioners?
Does anybody want to say anything? I guess that's Jimmy or James.
I have a question or two, but it's open. Anybody else go for it? Public first?
No, I mean, I'll make a few comments as I feel much better after the work session we had on the road and bridge. We're getting closer to break even. The alarm's going off. Basically, for GCR, we have to address this those same issues in this upcoming year. If not, in another year or two, we'll be in the same situation, making some pretty stiff cuts to get back to a balanced budget. So we're ahead of the head of the game where we were, where we hoped to have been a couple years ago with road and bridge. So, you know, the hiring freeze, we should be able to lose a few personnel through attrition, which is what we want to do slowly and gradually. And I do want to applaud the elected officials. They all, when we asked them to make cuts, they all came back with a very conservative budget. And I think every department chipped, you know, did their part. So that was really a good thing to see how they, all the elected officials and came back and said, we can do without this. And they're like you said, the clerk's office is going to be up. It's an election year, so you can't prevent that. So, but anyway, I want to applaud the elected officials for really sharpening their pencil on the budget.
Ditto. I agree.
Yeah. Just for your guys' information too, I told Rick a couple weeks ago. We've already put a hiring freeze on in the jail, but we've got that East Pod shut down. So if we lose anybody, we're not replacing them until we see our numbers come up.
Excellent. And that's exactly what we're talking about. People are, I mean, you're running it like it's your own money, which is exactly how we need to do it this time. So
I really appreciate it, Jim.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, as well as all the others, they cut their 5% request before they brought their budget in. That's what was requested by Mr. Finley. And we looked at every possible avenue to try to reach what we have. I had applauded the fact that we were $100,000 more than 2009.
Mm-hmm. Actual operating expenses. That's
actual operating expenses. The fact that deficit spending is not something that I can be happy about in any form, but we did were fortunate enough that past leadership had saved and had a cushion that we could rely upon. And as Mr. Strophus said, there reaches a time to where you have to cut off the bleeding. Because at a certain point, your expenditures start doubling if you start trying to make them up the next year. And so those things that appreciate everybody's hard work, and this by far has been the toughest budget that I've been through.
Okay. Rick, you mentioned $100,000 more. Could you clarify what I understand that to say is that our GCR budget is about $100,000 more than last year? Is that correct?
Well, what I said was operating expenses, Chuck, and I'll just give you the numbers there. As I figure operating expenses, in 2009, we budgeted $14,519,146.02.
Right.
In 2010, you guys are getting ready to vote on approving $14,610,479.09. That's on the pages and considered totals if you'd like to look at that. But that shows you, and we always, throughout the year, we try to find ways not to spend everything we have. And sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But hopefully we'll be under that amount if at all possible.
Okay.
Now, can I ask you to follow up to that? So we budgeted going into this year to spend $14.5 million, correct? Is that what you said? The two numbers you gave me were budget or actuals?
Those were both budgeted.
Okay.
And the $14.5 million was '09 budgeted, and that's operating expenses. There were more money budgeted than that because we had capital expenditures and things like that. And then the $14.6 million is the 2010.
And we didn't spend all the $14.5 million what we budgeted.
No.
So we traditionally spend less than we budget.
Right.
So, okay. Go ahead, Chuck. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that was good. Well, two issues that I just need to say, and one of them is that we need to work on, and I don't know how or if we can ever do anything to change it, but one is this year, as everybody knows, the county is paying a third of what we've been getting from the state to fund the assessor's office, and that's statewide. And I feel bad that we as a state have not proclaimed our dissatisfaction with that move by the state as a whole. I mean, I know the state's got their problems. We've all got our budget problems. But so often, as we've heard said, and it's so true, the state shifts their problems to local government. And here is a huge example. Statewide, we've been slapped with, I shouldn't say that way, but we've been hit with taking up their problem. And anyway, that's part of our budget. There's increased funding for assessors, and it's not just Taney County, it's statewide. And I wish that, looking back, I wish that we could have rallied, and maybe there's a way we can rally now and turn it around for next year, I hope.
To clarify just a little bit, what you're talking about is the partial payment.
Please, yeah.
And that was, James, help me out. It was at
$4.99.
It was at $5.99.
$5.99, and they dropped it to $4. So it was about a third of the reimbursements we'd been getting from the state, and that didn't just happen to Taney County. That happened to every county in the in the state. You would think that all those counties would get together and be all for going after the state and saying, hey, let's get something done. I was in a meeting at the MAC conference, and there was not really a consensus about how to go about that. It's not as easy a situation as it sounds like it is, but you would think that there would be.
I did visit with Christian County and I think maybe Stone County at the same meeting a few weeks ago on that issue, that we should have already, and now we certainly need to work on that. The other issue, and this is statewide also, and that is TIF. And we worked much time on Road and Bridge, everybody here knows, yesterday, and there was, about 700,000, Rick, that comes now out of TIF.
At least, it's closer to 800,000, actually.
And if I would just let my emotions go, and have kind of peaked out or eased out a little bit along the way, the taxpayers vote for sales taxes for general county revenue, for sewer, for road and bridge, and to build a jail. And because of the state law, a city, any place in the state, can come in without the taxpayers, I'm getting a little emotional, without the taxpayers' permission, and without the county commission that's obligated to figure out a budget, and take those dollars and spend them somewhere else. And you all heard me say this again, I'll say it again. If we took sewer sales tax dollars and spent it in general county revenue, we'd be in heap big trouble. But that's the kind of thing that's happening. And I'll settle down on that issue. But I hope you see me working in Jefferson City on both of those issues this coming year.
I think you and I can work as hard as we want, but I think that those people in Jefferson City are going to listen to the public, and if there's any public listening, you need to tell them what you think about that, too. I actually made two trips up there just for the specific purpose of talking about TIF legislation and trying to get them to do some revamping, and it hasn't been done. That still is an option that can happen to anybody in the state, and it's hurting Taney County right now.
Excellent point. I mean, the public needs to be out there because they're the ones that vote for these taxes and then they get diverted to do something else. And I think if they knew what some of the diversions were, they'd be as upset as myself. Yeah, good point. All right, let me shake that off. And I've got a review, and this is Road and Bridge, and comes from our discussions Monday and Tuesday. If I've got my timeline correct, not last week, but the week before, mm-hmm. we worked on budget. Mm-hmm. And, Jim, I believe it was your comment to our road and bridge superintendent as discussion talked about the severity of the issue that we need a 2011 budget. Mm-hmm. And the county commission all agreed to that, mm-hmm. my understanding. What we did not agree to or specify was when we want that budget. To this minute here, we have not specified to Frank, we want to know how you're going to budget 2011. We have not asked for that yet. And I would like to suggest that we ask Frank to produce that by April 1st. I'd like a deadline of April 1st. For a 2011 budget for road and bridge.
Okay.
Again, Jim, I think you brought that up, and it's a good idea, and I think we need to follow through on that. And we haven't specified that. Even through all our discussions yesterday and the day before, we haven't talked about that 2011 budget.
You have a piece of paper I can write
on. So, we've had on the table since that time, week before last, that we got serious issues in road and bridge. And Monday we pulled it up and we started going down through there, and each of us, I know yesterday and the day before, I was the instigator of numerous cuts in our budget. And if I remember right, Rick was the we cut Monday and then we cut again Tuesday, and maybe about $1 million each time, round figures.
I didn't look what we cut Monday, Chuck, so I couldn't verify that, but it was at least that much, maybe more. Probably more.
I think I heard you say yesterday that you thought it was probably more the first cut than the second, and the second cut was right at $1 million. So my point being is we've cut it probably a minimum of $2 million off of that road and bridge budget that we started out with working on 3 weeks ago or something. We cut a lot of things. We cut equipment, and you all know what we cut. I mean, we can go through there and look at it. It's there. And I was clear I did not want to cut the, I didn't want to eliminate jobs, and I didn't get a second on my motion to bring back the road oil and the materials to prevent us from having a 25% cut in our chip and seal program, which protects our roads, improves our roads. The bottom line is I'm asking my colleagues again to back off of the huge cut. We're making a significant cut of over $1 million, I think, minimum. I mean, probably $1.5 million. Because my recommendation is to add the $550,000 for material that I didn't get a second on yesterday, so that we can still do 100% of our chip seal program. And then the $350,000 that is in the budget to cut salaries, the salary cut. So we're looking at a $900 million addition to the budget that we're looking at approving. And that's what I'm asking for us to do. And the problem is serious. We've got to cut back. I mean, nobody's arguing that. And I think by forcing Road and Bridge to have us a 2011 budget, and I mean, it enforces that we've got to do something. I mean, we're not just turning our shoulder to the problem. And again, we're still, if you would go with me on this, we'd have over $1.5 million cut to the budget that was presented to us. And we're not, our general county revenue is staying the same. It does not seem like we're given equal treatment. And think one other point that I had was the morale, and it's not just Road and Bridge. It's through our 300 county employees. By this $350,000 salary cut is not, I don't think it's good for us. I'm done for now. I'll make a motion if it would get anywhere.
The problem is the $350,000 salaries, that doesn't fix the problem, because then we just have a bunch of employees standing around doing nothing. So to fix the 350 employee problem, you'd have to actually add back in the 550 of material that we cut the chip and seal program, which then you're adding a total of $900,000 back into the budget, plus the additional $500,000 that we are down just in sales tax revenues. So what you've done, with that motion, would actually cause us to deplete the trust fund by $1.4 million next year. With that motion, and that's where I can't handle, or I won't be responsible. I don't think it's fiscally responsible to do. In talking to Frank, I've talked to him multiple times. I think Danny has. I'm sure you have since the meeting. This is a difficult time, but I can also tell you that I can't run a negative. If this was my own business, I'd have to make cuts much faster than what we've done even today. If it was my own business, eating into my balance of $500,000, I think we've taken big cuts. The extreme cuts would have been balance the budget to existing sales tax revenue, which would have been an additional $500,000. And that's what we chose not to do. We chose to say, well, let's balance it to an 07 number where the sales tax revenues used to be. So the reason I can't go along with that suggestion or motion is because we're already negative cash flowing in that department. And the cuts that we're doing are necessary. I would actually argue that we don't have everyone. I mean, I've heard conversations from supervisors out there that not everybody may be working as hard as they could, and some of the employees may be affecting the morale of the better worker employees. So by us doing nothing in a downtime, that also could hurt morale. So I think that as painful as it was to make the cuts, I think it's a necessary part of the job. That's why I can't go along with that motion, Chuck.
Okay.
Being as conservative as possible, I can't do it.
Let me address a couple of things you said, and they've been said before in the last day or two about our staff standing around doing nothing. Mm-hmm. If we don't cut this, we're going to have staff standing around doing nothing. Nobody in this room, me especially, want that to happen. And if that's what we're, and if that's the issue we've got, I believe it's got to be addressed. And I don't think we have to cut the budget to do that. And what I'm saying is we need to begin today looking at our staff. And if we've got more staff, if we got idle staff, I agree totally that mm-hmm. we need to cut them. But I don't believe we have to do the budget cut to do that. I mean, we can cut their jobs. If that's really the issue, that we've got people out there not working, we can cut their jobs without changing the budget. You said, Jim, I don't understand. Explain to me. You said a $1.4 million cut at the end of next year. I'm asking for a $900,000, so to speak, restoration to what Frank has asked. How does
let me explain. $1.4 million? We have there's three numbers that have been discussed since that we started talking. $350,000 in salaries, $550,000 out of the road oil, the chip seal program
materials,
and then another $500,000 of what the sales tax collection is down. Sales tax revenue is down $500,000 since 07 for Road and Bridge.
But that's revenue, and we're talking expenses.
But we have more expenses. We don't balance even. We're still not balanced budget, even with these cuts. What I'm saying is our trust fund balance is going to go down $500,000 if we approve the budget as we worked on yesterday. Our trust fund balance is still going down by $500,000.
Hang on, let me see if I understand. You're saying that's a $500,000 deficit,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing, I think Rick said, like $1.6 million deficit in general county revenue.
Correct.
And that's what, I think I mentioned that, that's what doesn't seem like we're being equitable when we're swallowing a $1.6 million deficit in GCR and we've got to get it down to...
If we don't do anything in GCR for the next 2 years, we'll be in the same position making massive cuts to GCR. We're 2 years ahead of the game for GCR, and that's why we got to do it now. We should have been talking road and bridge cuts 2 years ago, okay? But I wasn't here, and there was a different dynamic and all that. But if you look at the numbers, we've cut about $2.5 million out of the original budget that Road and Bridge presented to us. That's how bad it was out of skew from operation to revenues. And so...
Okay, it's been fun talking.
Okay.
You and I are where we're at, am I right?
It's correct.
All right, let's give Danny a chance.
All right.
See if I've been persuasive there.
No, we haven't been. We had extensive discussion about this yesterday. When we talk about the cuts that were necessary yesterday, and as we went through the cuts in the material lines, and we talked about you wanted to increase $550,000 on the chip and seal material deal. Chip and seal doesn't start till in June this last year and ends in October. I don't want the appearance of more staffing than necessary to do the job. I don't like to use the term that somebody's standing out there not doing anything. We have supervisors, and we have a good workforce in Road and Bridge, and that workforce and those supervisors are responsible for keeping those men busy. And we have the possibility of, with the lack of materials and lack of actual, not things to do, but the actual working materials to do a capital improvements job, which we have no capital improvements job, and that's the reason those people were put on. We had a need because we were doing major capital improvement jobs to hire on more people to do those jobs. Now that we are in a maintenance mode, we cannot justify keeping a crew to do maintenance work when we have no capital improvement jobs going on. So I can't support that at all. I just think that there's been a lot of hard work and a lot of figuring and a lot of, like you said, we've went through this budget and cut four times to try to get it down. And the end result is if the economy didn't turn around, we are just rapidly increasing the need to cut 30% to 40% or more of Road and Bridge if the economy didn't turn around by not making the bleeding stop now.
And then I just want to clarify. Once again, Frank is coming up with some creative, he's meeting with the supervisors at 10 this morning, of creative ways to cut salaries without laying off head count. I mean, he talked about closing the barn, closing each barn maybe a Friday every other week. He talked about sending people home on rainy days when there literally is less work to do. I mean, he is actually trying to come up with creative ways. Because the other thing we talked about in our discussion yesterday, if they can find $350,000 in cuts in other areas, such as maintenance and insurance and all this, by selling vehicles off, then there is no headcount reduction. But we've tasked him to find $350,000 in reductions, and we've put it in the salaries line, but we also told him, if you can find it somewhere else, we'll shift the numbers. So I just want to point that out. We're not saying anyone's getting laid off at this point. It's a matter of, it's serious enough, you've got to go find another $350,000, we're going to cut it out of your budget, and you just got to find out where it comes from.
I got to say, I don't think that's fair. I mean, we have cut it crazy twice this week, and we're saying to Frank, now if you can come up with some way, you can divert the funds in the budget. I don't think that's fair.
Well, I would discuss with you that, do we need every vehicle that we own in Road and Bridge right now? That's the biggest department with the most vehicles. Every vehicle costs money to maintain and insure. And do we just have too many vehicles? And I've heard from Frank, yeah, we could probably park some. Well, parking doesn't help them because we still have to insure them. Getting rid of them, it helps. So
there's lots, I agree, there's lots of avenues, and we've talked about those mm-hmm. a lot in the last 2 days, that we can cut. But what this budget says is the salaries are being cut $350,000, period.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hear y'all saying is that it's going to be okay if Frank can pull money away from if he can take another $500,000 out of materials, he can put it in wages and not cut salaries. I just don't think that's fair. I don't see how he can do it. I mean, he brought us a budget and we've cut it as it stands now, way over $2 million.
And if you remember the conversation with Frank, he wasn't too in tune with the budget, and that's part of the discussions we had was, and I really don't want to bring up that right now, but the point is he's been given a task, and that's where my position is, I think. So without
my last comment is I'm disappointed, but I respect you both, and I'll leave it at that, and let's have a motion to approve the budget.
That's your motion?
No, I don't have one.
Motion to approve the budget as presented by Rick Finley this morning.
Second.
Any more discussion?
Nope.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is...
Can I get a two-minute recess just real fast?
Yeah.
Just 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to blast out about a quarter till.
Okay. Just 2 minutes.